Here is Miss Lillian Smith, who many of us used to call Miss Latin Smith, back for her second visit to Agnes Scott since her retirement 4 years ago in 1938. Greetings, Miss Smith. It is fine to have you on the campus again.
Thank you, Miss Torrance. One of the few pleasant things about retiring was leaving you in charge of the Latin department.
We're so glad that your many friends will spare you for this interview.
I am delighted to see old friends and the college I love so much.
Have you had any surprises or changes made here since you left?
As I read the Agonistic, I believe it is now called the Agnes Scott Movies, and the Alumni Quarterly and even the catalog, there can't be many surprises for me.
What does impress you most as being different?
The imposing Presser Hall, with its beautiful Gaines Chapel and four manual Austin organ. In this building is also the McLean Auditorium. All who remember Mr. McLean are glad to see such a fitting memorial for him. And Agnes Scott Hall is hardly recognizable. But, Miss Torrance, tell me of the changes in the classical department.
You know, Miss Nelson left us in 1940. We have two new professors of Latin and Greek, Miss Catherine Glick of Franklin College, Indiana, and Miss Susan Cobb from Randolph-Macon. Each has her Ph.D. from the University of Chicago.
Is there still enthusiasm for the classics?
Well, the celebration of the 50th anniversary of the college started off with a Latin conference for teachers. This brought to Agnes Scott delegates from Georgia and adjoining states and aroused much interest in the study of Latin. Then, too, you should have heard the enthusiasm for Greek, stirred by the Phi Beta Kappa address of Douglas Freeman.
Are there any new classical courses?
Yes, one in particular should be mentioned. At the suggestion of the Agnes Scott War Council, a course will be given next quarter entitled The Origins of Democracy. But let's get back to you, Miss Smith. Tell us of yourself and your life since you left Agnes Scott.
I have been living with my niece, Dorothea, and her father, Bishop King. Our home is in Miami, which we think is the most beautiful part of Florida. Now, Miami is a military center, but nothing can destroy the charm of sunshine and flowers.
A very delightful life, I should say.
It is no more fun than we used to have at Agnes Scott. Do you remember when we dramatized the Ninth Satire of Horace for the entertainment of high school students? Many have forgotten that our present dean of students, Harry Scandal, was a Latin major. She was the bore in the satire.
Yes, not only Dean Scandrick, but many other of our majors in Greek and Latin have turned out to be important women. They are important alumni, too, as they show by their activity in alumni affairs, especially in the campaign.
Oh, the campaign. I was at Agnes Scott during all of them except the last. Do you remember the airplane race between the four classes and the faculty that Dr. Robinson so cleverly staged in Maine?
Major Robinson, if you please, now professor of mathematics at West Point.
Major, indeed. Then, in the last campaign of my time, there was a boat race on a real pond in the lobby of Buckford, managed by Dr. Davidson.
Did you know that Dr. Davidson has gone to be the dean of the graduate school at Vanderbilt?
I'm always sorry to hear of anyone's leaving. I liked Agnes Scott just as it was.
It sounds as if you really miss us, Miss Smith.
I certainly do. While I am happy now, there is nothing I should so enjoy as to be teaching again at Agnes Scott, doing the work I love, among congenial students and fellow teachers, in a college which has always had the highest standards, yet is ever advancing, ever inspiring students and faculty alike. I'm delighted to send my love to all my friends among the Agnes Scott alumni, and my best wishes for the continued success of the college.
Not long ago, some of the devoted daughters of Agnes Scott came to me and said, Mr. Cunningham, you are leaving the college in July after having been its business manager for 32 years. Won't you make our 1943 recording and tell how the dear old college has developed during that time? If I could have the privilege of sitting quietly with you, one by one, and of showing you my scrapbooks and notes, my joy would be complete. Since this is impossible, I shall chat with you as fond memory brings the light of other days around me. It's true that remarkable changes have been made. Note this quotation from among the first descriptions of Agnes Scott. Ample ground with numerous walks, croquet, and tennis grounds afford abundant opportunities for healthful exercise. That meant 2 buildings and 8 acres. Today, we have 42 buildings and more than 40 acres of land. You who were here in the team, remember the picket fence with its heavy wooden gate and that guarded the campus. While this fence stood and gates were properly locked, Dr. Gaines felt sure that none of our dear girls would fall off the campus, nor would any rude or undesirable person come in. In those days, a girl found it necessary to have one or perhaps two large Saratoga trunks in which to bring her ample apparel. Handling the baggage in horse-drawn vehicles was a problem. Today, apparel is so abbreviated that scarcely any trunks are necessary. We remember with grateful hearts the workers who built the firm foundation in those days. We all have heard often of Dr. F.H. Gaines, Miss Nanette Hopkins, Miss Anna Young, Dr. J.D.M. Armstead, Professor Joseph McLean, and others who have passed to their award. It is gratifying to know that appropriate memorials have been established already for 4 of these. Now that the close of 1942 has brought to a successful ending the alumni campaign begun in 1939, we look forward to the erection of Hopkins Hall, which will be a beautiful new dormitory made possible from the funds contributed at this time by the alumni and their friends. Year after year, we see a splendid group of young women pass off the campus. Each time we say, how shall we get along without them? On second thought, we realize how well established the institution has become and are reminded that the 3 remaining classes will carry on the tradition. You alumni are a vital part of our college, and in your thinking of her, I hope it will be a source of inspiration to keep in mind these facts, that the Board of Trustees are greatly interested in the remarkable way you are exerting your influence in all parts of the world, that the faculty are watching your achievements and rejoicing in your successes. There has always been a group at the college who continually intercedes for God's blessing on the school, the faculty, its students, and its alumni. Your alma mater is proud of you for what you have already accomplished and has every confidence in your increasing progress. May God's richest blessing rest upon each of you.